Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy April 24th. I hope you're having an amazing day. Today we are in Psalm 36 in the NIV, and this is what it says. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouth are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, for you give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. Lord, thank you for the fact that you are high and lifted up. You're higher than the mountains. Your justice is deeper than the sea. And you're beyond our imagination. Your goodness is great. And so, Lord, help us to reframe our day. Instead of looking at all of the little mountains around us and the frustrations and the problems of the day, and focusing solely on them, I pray instead, Lord, that we would look at you. You are greater, taller, more strong, and more beautiful than anything in this world. And so, Lord, give us that proper perspective. Lord, I pray for those who are just battling their weight and battling food and battling exercise and just having a hard time having habits and just get discouraged in that place. Lord, satisfy them with you. And satisfy us with you. Help us to entrust ourselves to you and to take this journey of health alongside you. Lord, I pray you would encourage those who are discouraged today. Encourage those whose jobs have been taken away and who need provision from you. Lord, would you use your body of Christ, which is so beautiful and amazing, to provide for the needs of the body of Christ all around the world. Lord, that our abundance would be the supply of someone's lack, and our lack, someone else would supply with abundance. Lord, that there may be equality. Give us a heart to give. Give us eyes to see those who are in need. And Lord, I confess that I don't always think that way. I don't always attune my ears to the cries of the broken or the cries of the needy. And so, Lord, just hearken my heart to those and hearken all of our hearts to hear and to just take notice. Lord, we're a mute people. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk about real things. And so, Lord, help us to be the kind of people who are question askers, who inquire of others to dignify them by asking great questions. Lord, help us to be tender as we draw people out and help us to shepherd those in our care. And Lord, I pray for the mom and dad who are shepherding kids in their households right now. And I pray you just give them supernatural strength, because it's a long, long journey. And I pray for parents who have kids who are battling suicidal thoughts or mental illness. It's a long, long journey. I pray for parents who have fostered or adopted with kids that have trauma. And I pray that you would give them supernatural wisdom and insight into how to love their kids, especially those with attachment disorder and who are having a hard time living in life because of all the trauma that they've gone through. Lord, I have to believe that you see those kids too. I have to believe that you understand what it's like to walk through trauma. And so, Lord, would you give parents wisdom and would you just pour your grace on those kids who are struggling? I pray now in Jesus' name. Lord, help us to not be proud, to think that we're all that and a bag of chips. Instead, we choose to humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you might exalt us at your proper time. Lord, we trust you to do something new in our lives, and you ask us, will you not be aware of it? I will make a river in the desert. I will make a pathway through the wasteland. And so, Lord, in those impossible places, would you do make some headway? I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's podcast is brought to you by musicforthesoul.org. And so they have been a sponsor this month, and it's been such a blessing just to know that you have had an opportunity to kind of get to know them. They want to help people in deep pain find hope, freedom, and wholeness through the healing power of songs and spoken words that resonate with human experience and reflect the redemptive love of Jesus. Counselors have used this, pastors and church leaders and teachers. This is an amazing musical resource for those of you who want to find healing or you want to shepherd someone toward healing. They deal with a lot of different topics, and so you can go on the website and find those, but you can go to musicforthesoul.org. And find those. There is a free song that they are offering to Pray Every Day listeners this month. It's called Stain Upon My Heart. And you can get that at musicforthesoul.org/resources/pray. And they also have graciously given us a coupon code PED30 for the rest of the site. So if you see a song on there that you want to just listen to a little bit of it and then you decide to purchase it, you can do that with 30% off. So again, thank you so much, musicforthesoul.org, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you have a ministry that you want to highlight, this is a great place to do that. You can email Kristen at newsletter@marriedtomuth.com and she will get you set up for the spots. We're pretty full for the first half of the year, but we're starting to open up toward the second half. So be sure you email soon. Hope you're having a great day. You are loved, friend.